The situation in Omdurman, despite the beginning of the ceasefire, is still people are complaining about the security situation is not quite good. There is no much improvement in Khartoum state in generally, and in Omdurman and Khartoum North and south of Khartoum state as well. So we hope that these violations that we are witnessing to this ceasefire agreement will be monitored and stopped during the upcoming days, because this ceasefire truce is very important for civilians in order to access their basic needs like food, water, and medical services. And some of them are trapped in a very dangerous areas and they need to be evacuated. And without a complete and respected ceasefire, this is not going to happen.
Yes.
Like in my case, for example, even I can even cite myself as an example. I'm somewhere safe in Khartoum, but my family travel documents are not in a safe place. And without these safe passages, I can't go and collect these documents in order to evacuate my family out of the country. And we are still waiting for that.
So basically, you could still hear gunshots today. Fighting is still going on around you.
Yes, like fighting is still happening somewhere in the central of Khartoum and also south of Khartoum and also in Omdurman.
Let's talk about the humanitarian situation resulting from this fighting. The United Nations has reported that more than 1 million people have been displaced already inside Khartoum, inside Sudan, but also into neighboring countries. Food and water, power, these services like you mentioned are interrupted. So how do you see the humanitarian situation from where you are and from your work's perspective as well as a humanitarian based in Khartoum?
So I think the UN report is from the first days of the fighting. We are talking about around 1 million people. But right now, if we are talking about 14 million people living in Khartoum before this fighting erupted, I think now less than one third of this number remained in Khartoum because they can't afford the travel cost to go somewhere safe, and they are trapped between the two fighting groups. The humanitarian situation is very dire. Access to basic services like food, like water, like medical services is like very difficult. And especially those who are suffering from chronic diseases, many, many of them died during the past few days, some of which are even relatives and cousins of myself, because they couldn't access any medical facilities that works at the moment. Most of the clinics and hospitals either being occupied or bombed or out of services because they have no the supplies and the basic needs that will allow them to operate and support the people who remain in Khartoum. And without proper like interventions, Khartoum will run out of all the essential things like the food and medicines. At least some of the areas still have some water and electricity services, but that is less than 10% of Khartoum state. Khartoum North, where I live, there is no water or electricity for the past 38 days. So people just have to buy water and from somewhere nearby. And this is when there is like a chance to do that. When the two groups stop the fight, then people go out and get some water and buy some food from the neighboring shops. But most of them are now like because of lack of security, and some of the poor people are going out and looting the shops as well as the fighting groups as well, because they need money and they need food, and this is the only way now to survive by just stealing or looting or killing. So this is how it looks now in Khartoum.